This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The pharmaceutical industry as it exists today is a giant fraudulent racket. It's a joke.
The Health Ranger Report.
It's not based on real science. They don't help people. They make people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
All right, the U.S. government has now released the official vaccine injury payout numbers for fiscal year 2017 so far. Obviously, fiscal year 2017 is not over, but so far, the government has already paid out $159 million to families whose children were vaccine damaged. And this is part of the function of the secretive vaccine injury court. It's called the Secret Vaccine Court. It was created, I think, in 1986 or 1988, at the same time that vaccine companies were granted absolute legal immunity to all childhood vaccinations. I used to think that covered all vaccinations, but it's only childhood immunizations, not adult vaccines. But the Secret Vaccine Court sits higher than the U.S. Supreme Court. Really, higher than the Supreme Court, because a family tried to sue a vaccine company through the regular court system. The lawsuit went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says they do not have jurisdiction. Can you believe that? That they don't have jurisdiction. So instead, what you have to do, if your child is injured by vaccines, which could be that they're killed, that they're maimed, that they have horrible skin reactions, that they become paralyzed, that's very common, that they go into seizures, comas, or even autism, any of these things, you have to hire an attorney. And then once you have the attorney, you have to then petition the federal government, which of course has no incentive to give you anything. And then you have to wait anywhere from 2 to 10 years to receive a decision. And 2/3 of the decisions are that the government says, nah, we're not going to pay you anything. 2/3 of them. And yet, despite all of that, I mean, it's a kangaroo court. It's a corrupt system. You talk about corruption and criminality in the vaccine industry. This is the perfect example of it. This kangaroo court system, you don't have due process rights. You can't have normal rules of discovery. You can't call witnesses. You can't depose vaccine scientists working for the vaccine companies. None of that. It is a travesty of justice. It's a total joke of a court system. But even then, with all of the cards stacked against you, the government has agreed to pay out $159 million so far in 2017. And last year, in 2016, the government paid out 200 and something million. I'm thinking it's 260 million, but I'm not totally sure about that number. It's 200 and something million. $250 million, roughly, is what they paid out in 2016. And as all of this is happening, these totally delusional, dishonest, left-wing lunatic journalists at The Atlantic or The Washington Post or The Boston Herald, which I'll get to in a minute, they sit there and they write stories that ridiculously claim that no vaccine has ever harmed any child in America. They say that vaccines don't harm anyone. They're perfectly safe. They have no adverse reactions. They have no side effects. They're totally safe. And then they say that the vaccine skeptics are conspiracy theorists or lunatics or wearing tinfoil hats. Well, who's wearing the tinfoil hat in this case? Because the government just put out a document that shows $159 million in payouts for vaccine injured children in 2017. And the Washington Post will sit there and say there haven't been any vaccine injuries. That just shows you they have zero credibility. The Washington Post is fake news. CNN is fake news. Actually, according to Trump, CNN is very fake news. The Boston Herald is fake news. Look, every mainstream media outlet is fake news, especially on this issue of vaccines, because they deny the reality that children are injured and maimed and killed every day in America because of childhood vaccines and immunizations. And why is that? Because the vaccines are made with toxic ingredients, for one thing. They contain mercury, which is a known brain-damaging neurotoxin. They contain aluminum. They contain formaldehyde. They contain MSG, monosodium glutamate. This is all confirmed by the CDC. I've posted many stories on Natural News that link directly to the CDC and their page, which I think is called something like Vaccine Ingredient Fact Sheet or something. And they just openly talk about it. The CDC's own webpage says, yeah, we use mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde as a preservative. They just openly talk about it. And then at the end, they just say, but it's all safe. Nothing to worry about here. Don't worry about it. Remember, this is the same government that if you talk about mercury in the environment, the EPA goes berserk. They're like, one teaspoon of mercury can poison a 40,000 acre lake or whatever. You know, when you talk about mercury in the environment, they go insane. I mean, as they should, I'm not disagreeing with that. Mercury is toxic in the environment. They talk about, oh, there's mercury in coal. You got to shut down the coal plants. They talk about mercury in tuna fish. They talk about mercury in salmon. Oh, there's mercury in the forests, mercury in the streams and the rivers and the oceans. Mercury is killing everything. This is what they say about mercury in the environment. And then the minute you say, well, what about the mercury that's injected into the children in the form of vaccines? And they say, oh, don't worry. We waved a magic wand over that mercury. We transformed it into safe mercury. Yes. Yes, indeed. It's the ultimate achievement. The holy grail of elemental transmutation has been achieved by the vaccine industry. They can turn toxic mercury into safe mercury by wishing over the vaccines. This is what the Washington Post wants you to believe, because they are lunatics. The science and health writers, the medicine writers, for all of these mainstream publications, they are lunatics. I mean, they need to be held for psychiatric evaluation, put in psych wards. Like, here's an example. The Boston Herald editorial staff just published a story. I'm doing another podcast on this topic later, where they call for all vaccine skeptics, including naturopaths and chiropractors and journalists and scientists like myself, they're calling for all of us to be publicly hanged to death. Seriously, this is the Boston Herald. The entire editorial staff is calling for the mass murder of naturopathic physicians and scientists and journalists. Anyone who opposes every narrative about vaccines, anyone who says, wait a minute, what about mercury? Anyone who says, maybe we're giving too many vaccines all at once. Anyone who says, can't we delay some of these vaccines? Why are we giving an HPV vaccine to a three-year-old who obviously isn't sexually active? What's the deal here? You know, anyone who has any question about vaccines is now, according to the Boston Herald, you're supposed to be put to death. Yeah, seriously. And the Washington Post hasn't denounced that. USA Today hasn't denounced that. The New York Times hasn't denounced that. They all agree with that. This is the new mental illness of the deranged lunatic left. This is just like those students at UC Berkeley. They all penned those articles in the student newspaper there that said that if Ann Coulter comes to campus, we should murder her. Or if Milo Yiannopoulos wants to speak on campus, we should execute him. This is what they wrote in their articles. And all the staff members of Berkeley are cheering, yay, because we are tolerant. What? You're tolerant? And you're calling for the murder of people who disagree with you, and now the Boston Herald is doing the same thing that the UC Berkeley newspaper did? These people are deranged lunatics. They belong arrested. They belong behind bars. They belong in psychiatric wards. They are brain damaged, and they are a danger to any civilized society. And not coincidentally, actually, ironically, they're brain damaged by what? Vaccines. It's the mercury in the vaccines that have driven these people insane. Well, among other sources of heavy metals, but mercury in vaccines is certainly one of the sources. Why is it that the people who don't take vaccines are the most cognitively capable, mentally balanced, and intelligent people of all? But those who are always getting vaccine injections are deranged lunatics like these Boston Herald people. It's just unreal. In any case, vaccines do damage children. The U.S. government just paid out $159 million, proving that. And there's a lot more yet to come. Check out more news about vaccines at vaccines.news or listen to my podcast at healthrangerscience.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.